SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says it's really hard to believe just how much President Trump has accomplished.
When you look at what voters said were their priorities in the 2024 election, bringing radical change to Washington, reviving the American economy, and dealing with the migration crisis that ensued from a four-year open border under Joe Biden, Trump has made great gains in all three of these dimensions of policy.
And he adds, President Trump just keeps racking up the wins.
Change has come to Washington. There's no doubt to that. Your list speaks to all of the change. The border is closed. There were zero entries in the last month. That's the second month in a row, I believe, with zero entries. And the deportations are beginning. And in fact, they're having such an impact already that some people are getting wary of them. That's actually a sign of success for Trump.
Continetti making his comments this week on the Salem Radio Network. Mixed reaction in Britain to the government's announcement it's going to lower the voting age from 18 to 16. We have more on that story now from correspondent Karen Chamis.
Scotland and Wales already allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. Britain will join the shortlist of countries where the voting age is 16, alongside the likes of Austria, Brazil, and Ecuador. Additional reforms include automatic voter registration and allowing bank cards as voter ID. Officials also aim to tighten campaign financing rules in an attempt to prevent foreign interference. The changes still require parliamentary approval. The next election is due by 2029. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is SRN News. Your pastor needs a little more time.
The Barna Group has been researching ways that congregations can make life easier for clergymen, and one thing it has discovered is that work-life balance is a problem. Over 70% of Protestant pastors say it's tough to devote enough time to both their work and their family. Barna advises leaders within the congregation to talk to the pastor about how they can lift a few duties off of him so as to alleviate the work-life stress that may be accruing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by transgender workers to move forward, shifting course from the earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, it will be investigated. This is SRN News. With daily combat seemingly on the rise, correspondent Mike Hempen says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hopes for peace talks with Russia in the coming days, but he says right now all bets are off.
The two sides have held two rounds of talks, but aside from agreeing to swap thousands of dead and seriously wounded troops, they have made no progress toward ending the war. Zelensky says in a post on X that Russia fired over 300 drones and more than 30 cruise missiles in an attack overnight into Saturday. At least one person died. It's part of Russia's stepped-up bombing campaign that now has it hitting Ukraine with more drones in a single night than it did during some months last year. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 71 Ukrainian drones overnight into Saturday. I'm Mike Hempen.
And more details at srnnews.com.